quick amendment to rectify the dates, but I'm no longer interested in laying this item over. I've been very patient in scheduling of this, and I'm displeased that the Pension Study Committee neglected to schedule a hearing this month and take this item up, but at this time I would hope that we'll move forward after the amendment on this item.
Okay, will somebody offer the amendment?
Mr. Chairman, I move to amend the resolution and ordinance to strike all instances of 9/1/12 or September 1st, 2012, and instead insert January 1st, 2013.
So the essence of your amendment is to strike September 1, 2012 and substitute January 1st, 2013 on all throughout the resolution.
Correct, Mr. Chairman. That would, in effect, change what would have been the effective date if the resolution and ordinance were approved and adopted, so that this committee and or the full board and or the Pension Study Commission all have opportunity to pass and adopt an appropriately dated resolution and ordinance.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any further discussion on the amendment? Madam Clerk, would you call the roll on the amendment?
On the amendment, Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Loma West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion amendment approved 8-0.
Mr. Chair, I move approval as amended.
Okay. We have a card from Ms. Secor. Ms. Secor, I wish that your comments would be very brief. Mr. Eisner.
Yeah. And he had to leave for another meeting. Dave Eisner from District Council 48. Chair, supervisors, District Council 48 maintains our position that the backdrop benefit is a vested property right and cannot be changed. This is consistent with numerous previous legal opinions on the matter from attorneys for both Milwaukee County and various unions attorneys, including District Council 48. Recently, the county lost the litigation on the pension multiplier being reduced from 2% to 1.6%, which was filed by the nurses' union due to it being a vested property right. Approving this resolution will lead to further litigation costs for county taxpayers. Additionally, if Act 10 is being cited as a reason that this needs to change, Act 10 has nothing to do with the backdrop benefit. The backdrop is a vested property right issue, and the union requests you deny this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions, comments? Any questions of Ms. Eisen? We have a motion to approve as amended.
Mm-hmm.
Any further discussion? Mr. Grady?
I just feel obligated to make comments with respect to the process with this item. The Pension Study Commission Ordinance Chapter 200 requires the Pension Study Commission to provide a report to the board on pension changes, and therefore, regardless of order up front or for if this action is for consideration by the council. I think the stuff is pretty from passing his recommendation and pushing that step, but I think it's best to follow the
thank you, Mr. Grid. Given that one, this item, if approved, goes to the county board, and we will look forward to the motion to move over.
Mr. Chair, I just hope that this, that our action, if we can pass it, would serve as a notification to the PCS chair, PSC chair, mm-hmm. to schedule a meeting, which she could, in fact, do before board day and get so inclined.
Well, if it does not happen, then the point is it will not go forward.
Right.
Anyway, thank you. Thank you, Supervisor. Any other further comments? Questions, concerns? If not, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on item 25.
As amended, Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Loma West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
No.
Motion approved on a vote of 7-1.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for your time.